Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Salati Subhi Wal Asri, the chapter on the virtue of Fajr Salah and Asr Salah. Before this we did just the general virtues of Salah, now specifically homing in on two Salahs, the virtue of Fajr Salah and Asr Salah. Why specifically these two Salahs? Ulama explain is at the time of Fajr people are generally sleeping. And when they are sleeping, then they are in a state of ghaflat. They are unaware. So, that sleep now becomes more dear to them. It preoccupies them, and therefore Fajr Salah gets missed. And Asr Salah, because people are busy at that time, the customers are coming, it's time to cash up, about to close up, and then the people are preoccupied with that trade, the end of the day business that is there, and very often that namaz also goes away. So the special virtues for this Fajr Salah and Asr Salah, because of the preoccupation of people either in sleep or in business. An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man salla al-bardaini dakhal al-jannah, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who performs the two cool salahs will enter Jannah. The two cool salahs refer to the Fajr Salah and the Asr Salah. An Abi Zuhair in Umarat ibn Ruwaybah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, lay yalijan nara ahadun salla qabla tulu'i shamsi wa qabla ghurubiha, ya'ni al-fajra wal-asra, rawahu Muslim. Hadith Abu Zuhair, Umara ibn Ruwaybah radiyallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that no person who performs salah before sunrise, Fajr Salah, and before sunset, that is Asr Salah, will enter Jahannam, meaning Fajr and Asr. So the hadith again, that the Sahabi says, Abu Zuhair Umara ibn Ruwaybah radiyallahu anhu, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, no person who performs salah before sunrise and before sunset will enter Jahannam. The two salahs meaning Asr Salah and Fajr Salah. So Fajr Salah and Asr Salah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of keeping this. Ulama explain that in addition to these salahs being difficult to perform and a person still performs it, then one of the benefits is that it's more likely that such a person will not commit any major sins. That he is so correct, but he's so conscious of the fact of performing this Fajr Salah and Asr Salah, despite it being difficult, it will be more likely that Allah Ta'ala will save this person from even major gunas, big gunas, because of him being particular with these two salahs. And the other thing is that his minor sins are now forgiven by the means of salah, so therefore this person will not enter Jahannam. So two things that will save him from Jahannam is he won't go towards big gunas, kabira gunas, and at the same time, he will be now avoid any type of minor sins. Before we finish off, we did previously that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that when a person reads his five times daily salah, then his gunas get forgiven. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given an example of a stream and a brook that is running in front of a person's door, in front of his home. And every time he's going for salah, he's taking a bath in there. Will there be any dirt left on his body? Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would give this example. That there was Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, he had one friend of his. And this friend, his name was Alauddin. He was a very simple person, uneducated, illiterate. But he stayed in his company for a long time. So the benefit of staying in the company of a pious person for a long time, Allah Ta'ala gives you that ilm from his ilm. Even though you're an illiterate person, by profession, he used to just slaughter animals, he used to skin them, he used to slice the meat and he would sell it. So he was a butcherman by profession. He wasn't literate in any way. But because of the long company he spent with Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Ranaudi Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala opened up his mind to many things. So on one occasion he came and asked Mawlana Qasim Ranaudi Rahmatullah Ali, that I want to ask you one question, is that we learn from the hadith that when a person passes away, then his burial should take place near a person that was a pious person. In other words, his qabr must be near people that were pious, so he can benefit from those pious people that he is buried near. So my question to you is that when a person passes away and he's a good person, then his good deeds will be there to help him. And if he's an evil person, then his evil deeds will go on him. What is the benefit of being near a pious person or not a pious person? What is the benefit? He's going with his own deeds. So when Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali heard this question from him, so he said, never mind, this person, I'll teach him by way of an example. The point that comes out of this incident is how effective examples are. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used the example of a brook. So how effective an example is to teach people of all levels, not only people that don't understand, but even at professional levels, teach people via examples is very, very effective. So Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullahi said to himself that I'll give this person a jawab via an example. So he told him, don't worry, this question that you ask, the answer will be given in one of our majlises. So it was a majlis that he was having, and it was very hot. In India, we know it gets very, very hot. So while he's giving the majlis, the same Alauddin, he stood up to take a fan and fan Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali. So Mawlana Qasim is asking him, Alauddin, are you fanning me or are you fanning everybody else? So he said, Hazrat, I'm fanning you. He says, why are you only fanning me and you're not fanning everyone else? So he said, the other people, they are neither my peer, my sheikh, nor are they my ustad, nor are they my parents. You are my sheikh. I got a lot of respect for you, that's why I'm fanning you. So then he asked him the question, he said, tell me something, when you're fanning me, are the other people around feeling the cool breeze of the fan that you're giving me? He said, yes, they are also feeling the cool breeze. He said, this is the answer to that question you asked me. Is that when a person is buried near a pious person, when that cool breeze of that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is coming down on that pious person, it is much more powerful than this fan that you're giving. That rahmat of Allah Ta'ala will get everyone that is there. Even those people that are sinners also will benefit to an extent from the rahmat that is coming down on the pious person that is buried there. Therefore, the hadith is teaching us that try to be buried near a pious person so that you can also get. So he says, Hazrat, that answer is good enough for me, I've understood it. So he is saying, explaining that how effective it is, just to use one example, like we try and logically try and ration and understand, it's really difficult. A man has passed away with his own deeds, how can someone else benefit him now? Rationally becomes very difficult. A simple example like this he gave, this person understood it one time. So therefore, with children, with students, etc., very powerful and very effective method is to use an example to illustrate to them. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.